Tonight is the first night of Passover, a holiday that celebrates the escape of the Jewish people from Egypt, where they were enslaved. But for Loser Twersky, who was raised Hasidic in the Borough Park section of Brooklyn, the life of ultra-Orthodox Judaism was itself a kind of enslavement. For 23 years, he tried to square his beliefs and his desires with those of his family and community. A couple of years ago, he gave up and left. It was a decision for which he paid dearly. His parents now consider him as good as dead. Producer Josh Gleason brings us this portrait of Twersky's first year in the secular world.
This is me singing at a wedding, at a Hasidic wedding. I used to be a singer at weddings. I miss it very much. I wish I could keep doing it, but you can't not be religious and sing at Hasidic weddings, you know? It just doesn't go together. Most of the time I do dress like a very strong Hasidic Jew because that's the only clothes I have. I wear the side curls and like a beard, and because I just can't get used to be looking differently. Here's the thing. Even though the Loser Twersky that has lived for the past 23 years is a Hasidic guy, that's not who I am. I don't feel that's me. So even though what I'm doing now is the real me, it's just not what I'm used to. In the night, I hear him talk, the coldest story ever told. Somewhere far along this road, he lost his soul to a woman so hard. Okay, now let's start looking for work. Craigslist. Alright, so what I do is I search first like kosher. The job in the kosher industry. About 2 months ago, I started looking for work. And someone asked me, do you have a resume? Number one, I didn't know what a resume was. And number two, I knew whatever it is, I don't have one. In the Hasidic world, there is no such thing as a resume. And I got to write in my resume which high school I went to. I never went to high school. What should I write? That I have a degree in narrow-mindedness? I have a degree in Torah? It doesn't say in the Torah how to use Excel. Right, let's go to gigs. I go here and I look for Jewish. Call for singers, actors, native Hebrew speakers. I'm seriously pursuing acting. Because I think I can act. I've been acting for 23 years of my life. I was pretending to be someone I'm not. But I also have something that most people don't have when they started acting. I do have a look for which there's a pretty high demand out there. A new opera is seeking performance for an in-progress presentation. There's pay in this? No pay. I feel overwhelmed by the choices I have in life now, because I had very little choices before. It's like a kid who was born in a one-room basement. He never left that room all his life. And when he was 23 years old, someone took him, put him in Grand Central Station, and walked away. Everybody seems to have a destination. At least it seems like they know where they're going. And he has no idea. He sees people taking the train, people taking the subway, and he doesn't know the difference between a train and a subway. You know, people go to college, people are working, and people are watching movies, people are going out to the dinners, they're having dates, and you have no idea where to start. Sometimes I feel when I'm in the subway that I want to stop every single person and have a conversation with them. I want to go up to them, hey, I say, hi, I'm Loser, who are you? Where did you go to college? Where did you grow up? I want to know all walks of life. Because I might like one of them. I put an ad on Craigslist. I posted ex-Hasidic Jew looking for love. So I got this response from this girl I'm texting now. We're texting like till 2, 3 o'clock in the morning. Anyway, we decided we're going to meet at Starbucks for coffee. I've been married, but I've never been on a regular, just a date, just two people meet each other, see if they like each other. This is my first date. I'm going to be on a date. I don't know what. I think this shirt got some kind of a smell. I don't know. It's a fresh shirt. Just took it off the cleaners. Maybe the cleaners put some smell in it. I used to shiver when I had to approach a girl or shake a girl's hand. Because we grow up separated, men and women. We go to separate schools. And you're not supposed to touch any other woman besides your wife. I had this thing that if I touch a woman, God is going to strike me dead. I got a text message. Oh, wait, we got a response. We got a response. I'm around looking for parking. Yay. She likes me. All right. I'm going on a date. All right. Now I'm nervous. I have an uncle who left about the same age as me, actually. You know, he was considered like the dropout of the family. We never talked about him even. It was like, why would you want to talk about a guy like that? So he lived in Israel. And then he came to America and he was staying by us. I'm going to share something very awkward. I was probably 10 years old or 11 years old. I was really young. I went into his room when he was gone. And there were his jeans on the floor. Jeans is like the clothing of the secular world. So, yeah, so I like closed the door behind me and I put on his jeans. Put on his jeans in his room. Never forget it. And I looked down on myself. I still sometimes look down on myself. And I have these kind of thoughts. I have these kind of feelings. I have a dirty mind. I think you can compare it in a way to people discovering that they're gay. And, you know, and having to deal with the guilt and with the shame. I'm going up now. I'm going to meet with Stephanie. We're going to hang out a little bit. Have something to eat. She doesn't like when I wear polos, so I don't know if she's going to like if I wear a t-shirt and sweatpants. How's it going?
Good.
We met through the internet. We went out a couple of times, you know, and it evolved, you know, it became stronger and stronger, the bond. Brussels sprouts?
Yes.
Why is it called Brussels sprouts?
I think they originated in Brussels.
Can I eat it like raw?
Yeah, it probably won't be very good.
Why not? Because it's not, yeah, you're right. She mentioned in her probably your first or second email that she was a radical feminist. And I didn't even know exactly what a radical is. That's the one thing that bothers me about Stephanie. She's way, way over-involved. It's a religion. I can't live with religion.
Being treated as a man, I do think that that is what...
Male
can
and female.
Can I finish? Yeah, let right, me finish okay. My thought.
All right, I'm done with this. I'm done.
Done with what?
I don't know. I don't understand what you're saying. It's like I'm so new to the subject and you're trying to like punch it into my head.
Why are you getting so mad at me?
I don't know. I'm just... Whatever. I'm worked up. Forget it. I pulled the plug on my life and everything I knew. It's kind of the end of a chapter. A chapter from which I have a lot of good memories. I have more bad memories, but a lot of good memories. And this new chapter has a lot of sad memories in it. But everything I've been through since I left, all these hardships, they seem kind of purposeful. It's like I'm going through all this, you know, to get somewhere. It's suffering I chose. It's something that I want. Choice makes all the difference. That's it.
That's Loser Twersky, who was raised Hasidic in Brooklyn and left the community a couple of years ago. A version of this piece originally appeared on Vox Tablet, the podcast of Tablet Magazine, an online magazine of Jewish news.